Hello friends, we are studying the subject of consumer buyer behavior. We are on chapter 11, which is on consumer decision making. An important chapter indeed, because all the other learning that you have learnt in this subject so far translates into understanding the consumer behavior, and knowing that you will be able to relate how various learning in the past are useful, because this is the way consumer goes about purchasing. So we'll learn about this consumer decision making process, different types of purchase decision that consumer makes, model of buyer behavior, post purchase how to handle things, and the concept and meaning of relationship marketing. So with this we move on to understand. So mute question: what is a decision? A decision is selection of a specific action from among the available alternatives. So you have on one hand various alternatives. From there you decide something, one, you know, something that you will want to do, something that you will want to acquire. This may be based on opinion, it may be based on your own study, that's immaterial, but from among the alternative you select one. That's a decision making. So this is what we are going to understand about consumer. How does consumer arrive at that one answer, one selection? So freedom of choice is very much there, available to everyone. But marketer is not keen on that. Marketer is keen on knowing how does consumer go and select that one particular product or a service or a brand, as the case may be. So this is what they are keen to understand, the four areas where customer make decisions. Decisions regarding the purchase, decision regarding the brand purchase, decision regarding the channel of choice, and decision regarding the payment. So how does consumer go about selection or decision making? That's what we are trying to understand. Prior to that, then therefore we need to understand there are any individual is classified into four different set of men. And so that's what his classification is all about. We need to understand. First is economic man. This is a guy who is very rational about everything. He's a one due to various reasons into a state of this thing, that he takes decisions only after rational evaluation of various options available to him. This is be it product, be it a service, but he needs an information. He needs to collect information if need be, set the merits of it, compare it, understand the demerits, etc. Price versus what you offer, that also he will compare. What others are offering, that he will see. So he gets into quite a rational evaluation before deciding something that is right for him. Therefore, he is known as an economic man. Such assumption, then what we are trying to say, ability of an individual is limited. So here it was trying to tell you that he can do all these things. Therefore, he is an economic man. The next statement says, however, an individual may not be able to do all these things. So they have limited mind frame, they have limited knowledge, they have immediate needs, etc. They have a planned need in front of them. So they are operating in so-called a dynamic, imperfect world. So can he take rational decisions, you know, after doing so many things? Individuals will not be in a position to maximize the decision, such as price, quantity, or indifference curves, etc., that is elasticity, etc. He has no control. He is driven by various forces around him. So in the sense, in India, still a time has to come where at 106 rupees a liter also people are buying petrol. Petrol level has touched the pre-COVID level. So it's like consumer is not exercising what he's supposed to, being a rational and economic man, because of his limitations. Okay, he knows that he says in an imperfect world, and he says ke ye to jaruri hai, so I am, you know, spending that much money. So on other end, he will criticize also. So how can this be a right man to approach? That's a comes as a question. So in what has been put forward is, individuals settle down to satisfy themselves by buying something that is just good enough. So what it says also, that in a difficult situation there is a trade-off, and this guy goes and settles for something that closely matches what his requirements are. Therefore, what it says ke bhai, this model is more theoretical, depends on certain values which may not be operative in the real world. So that's what assumption with this particular kind of a guy is kind of considered as not appropriate. Then comes the passive man, is one who's subject to high pressure. He is the one who's driven by how he's been, you know, exposed to, how he's been pressurized in terms of a need, want, a desire, etc. And he plays into the communication that he faces, you know, by the marketing, various stimuli that marketers offer him. So he yields to those, you know, actively, and he tends to be irrational and impulsive. So he will not think too much. And if he sees an offer, is very strong offer, he will get into it. So conventional attention, interest, desire, that is AIDA model of selling, presumes a passive customer. So what, okay, it is trying to connect you, okay, these people who follow that AIDA, attention, interest, desire and action, are supposed to be the passive people. So that is passive man or passive customer. True or false, for us to you know, gauge if we learn more about consumer behavior. A main six information about product alternatives, and selects the product from which he derives the maximum satisfaction. So he is often faced with the choice of different product. Each have a power to satisfy him to a level. Given a situation, this guy tries to take a product which gives him the maximum satisfaction. So he will not rationalize about various other aspects. Then comes the cognitive man. This is a guy who's considered as the one who seeks and solves his problem by seeking product and services that satisfy his need, improve quality of life, and have a base in his decision making, which is thoughtfulness, you know, thoughtfulness by which he has taken the decision. His choices are governed by certain process, certain criteria, information, evaluation, you know, he gets into those aspects. However, in the information man or the economy man, it was in a different context. While here this guy obtains information, gathers this thing, but it is duly evaluated. In the previous one, in the economy, it is kind of concluded that the men have a limitation to evaluate so many things. Here the evaluation is a prime force, okay, before you arrive at your reference. So cognitive man obtains sufficient information, the desired sufficient information, so that he can take a wise call and select a reasonably good product meeting most of his need. So that's a cognitive man. He may develop certain practical methods. He will, each man will arrive his own way of evaluation and may use certain decision making rules also, and he will work within those limits. He thus falls between the purely rational economic man and purely irrational passive man. He is somewhere between them. Though he is not in a position to take a perfect decision, he attempts to take a satisfactory decision. Means he evaluates various pros and cons and then takes the decision. His consumption decisions are based on information, thus thought through in nature. So information drives his comparison, derivation of decisions, etc. So it is presumed that he is thoughtfully done. He is a well-informed man. He is as a cognitive problem-solving man. So by thinking, he is able to articulate himself, for him, what is the solution, best solution for his problem. The another one is an emotional man. Here the heart and mind plays the overpowering role. He is driven by the powerful emotion which he is subjecting himself to. Therefore, his decisions are neither economic nor cognitive nor not necessarily passive or thoughtful, etc. They are choices driven by what is emotionally connecting him. So, gets emotionally involved. And he wants to get involved in various need articulation, need determination, decision making, etc. So that's where he is like, decision belongs to him. That is what he believes. He is also driven by cultural values, etc. So, like for example, handkerchief cannot be gifted. That's what is kind of a prevailing thought in the society. He believes it. He will be strongly doing that kind of thing. Okay. While there is another example which is given. Certain colors are lucky for us. We like certain brands deeply, knowing why we get attracted to these brands. So, for example, Old Spice or Raymond's and more. So, we are driven. We are emotionally connected with this brand. Thumbs up, taste the thunder, you know, that charge that they show. So, we feel that charge is me, you know, charge is within me. And that's how we connect. So, we are emotionally driven. So, that's an emotional man. Many of our purchases are driven by emotional conditioning. Emotional conditioning means the exposure that we get, and that exposure tunes us, you know, to respond in a particular way. governed by the moods and whims, etc. Also, that's a part of it. The goal of emotional satisfaction is also a rational decision. Brand choice is a matter of emotional preference and has a little to do with rationality. Say Manish Malhotra's clothes, something which is available in say few hundred or thousand, why somebody is paying lakhs of rupees? You know, that's a question. So it is not about rationality out there. It is an emotional, oh, I am wearing Manish Malhotra's clothes, you know. So that's what drives these people towards that. So that's an emotional man. So now we get into, after understanding the man and his categorization, we understand the five-stage process, decision-making process or consumer decision-making process, consumer buying decision-making process, various ways it may come in front of you. They are these five steps and we will study them one by one. So problem recognition, as this is the first step. Here, consumer first must feel that he has a problem. He should be realizing that there is something that he needed and he is not having it. He should get that a perception of gap, you know, oh, he was looking for that, now it is available to him. So that realization is his problem recognition stage. Only then he is getting into another steps of a consumer decision making. When he will see the gap, then he will get into finding a solution. So who did earlier thought that the fridge can have a 2-in-1, you know, doors, etc. Brewed bottle, you know, purchase situation. So the kind of showpiece that they make, brewed bottles, etc. It's like a something that still drives the decision. So it's only when something got introduced, the person realized that even the this has a relevance in my life. So it's a problem recognition. We do face, and we may decide to buy toothpaste when 1 month is over, you know, one current one is on the point of running out. Yani. So, month is over, the about is get over, we know that the time to buy, we may even decide to try a new toothpaste. So, at that point of time, you may feel ki bhai ek ka ek wapar ke thak gaya, can we not try the new? So, this ads are coming in front of you, various stimuli are coming in front of you. And you saw one of the freshness ad, you know, where couple is shown so close, etc. And that's what probably has led you to realize that there's a problem. There's a gap, and you are missing that freshness. And therefore, you tend to change that. So, that's a problem recognition stage. So, first you must trigger the understand these aspects very well. Okay. Only when this actually happens, it's a slow process, but only when this happens, the other steps get connected. Marketing efforts should facilitate the problem recognition stage. So that's the stage where marketing should realize that what he needs to do. So help individual to realize his problem. So that's what the ad does. Availability of some solution. So ad gives you the idea that you have a solution. Mosquitoes and use of coil and later electric repellent. So I remember the days when coils were introduced, then came the repellent, and now you see for the kids and all, there are those some patches or there is some you know, ointment that you put that so that all around there is a protection, etc. So the kids can freely play in the grass, etc. So how things have changed. So that mother who see that ad will be definitely conscious, and he or she will start using it for their kids. You know. Similarly, a window display. So window display, when it is done, idea is that you trigger a psychological cue, you provide a psychological cue to somebody who is looking at, oh, this kind of dressing I have never wore. And so then you create a problem recognition in the mind. After the problem recognition comes in, naturally the mind will start getting into the information seeking stage. And that information seeking stage is the first starts with the cognitive state of mind, where mind will internally try and recall from the memory if any information you have it or not. So that information will come to you, and then the plethora of information seeking stage will come. Once your mind gives you the idea, mind also gives you the gaps in the information. So that gaps in the information you will try to fulfill by bridging and going all out, starting with the family to friends to peers to, you know, relatives, etc. Depending on what it is, you will try to gather information. Okay. Addition at the end, marketing communication. So that's where the power of marketers to reach out more and more information is, that, you know, after you exhaust this area, you try to then listen to the media, various media talking about those problems or those solutions that you were looking for, experience sharing is happening and all. Now that's where your attention will now go, because information is your need of an hour. So having done that, what happens? And problem recognition, then information search, etc. The concept that, you know, you must stand out as a evoked set, you must come in the chosen set of your customer, because this information that he has gathered enabled him to process the information. So I have taken an example of a rice cooker. So rice cooker is, if you say, so many questions are there in mind of the consumer. Which are the brands, what are the prices, what are the functions performed, what is the reputation of the brand or the company, warranty are they offering, what are the technical specifications, will I get after sales, etc. Consumer, depending on his exposure and his need, etc., may weigh certain things more or less. But this is how the information gathered will process the information, the mind will process the information. And that will put certain brands in the evoked state, that will put certain brand in not so evoked state. You have to be present in the evoked state. So then comes the third stage, which is a buying decisions. So buying decisions is a decision that you take wherein you get into confirming, okay, by yes, this is what I wanted, this is a product which will satisfy me and my need, this is a place where it is available, this is a price at which it is available, now I must have it. So that's the last important aspect that this particular point tries to do. So top ranking brand may or may not be purchased. So not necessary that every time top ranking brand will be purchased. So for example, whenever the subject of DO purchase comes, it's not that I always buy Boss or high end brands, because my needs may not be for that time a functional in nature. It may be that I need for a day to day use. So I may buy a lower level brand. So that's how, and it's like a buying decision has various parameters, as I told you. So an ultimate buying decisions will go a change depending on my evolved preference also. So even for my routine, this thing, I have evolved my preference from one brand to the other, or kind of DO that I should have, etc. So that will lead me to select a particular brand. So this is how the buying decision, based on right from start of the need that has been felt to the information searches, etc., then the evaluation, and then comes the buying decision stage, so to say. So in the post purchase, that's the phase where the product is actually purchased. Consumer is trying to now look back at his decision. So he wants to first validate whether his decision was right or wrong. He gets into the cycle of satisfaction, dissatisfaction, satisfied more than what is expected, or he got less than what was expected, etc. He is like the one who now builds his opinion, and that builds his opinion creates a future reference for him, or he may become a source for you where he go and refer to a few people when his opinions are sought. So that's a problem post-purchase evaluation. Dissatisfied customers will not consider you, as they say, or may give you one more chance at the most, or he may opt out. Okay, so that's how the five stages that we understood consumer decision making process and its relevance. So what they are, now it is, up to the common man. And here the commonness prevails, and one need to really figure out as to what is that consumer looking out at and how one can meet or fulfill those needs. There is no like structured or a scientific this thing under this which says, okay, bhai, this has to happen like this only. So they are like, it gave you a perspective that consumer goes through these five phases during his buying decision or consumer decision making process. Now, how you as a marketer influence them, understand and then influence them. So that's what the role marketer has to play. A type of purchase decision, here the example of a cross pane or a smart TV is given. So there are types of purchase that gives rise to the three different types of purchase decision behavior. Okay, so first is limited problem solving behavior. Here the problem is solved in a limited manner. I am all right if I get part of my problem solved. So it's like the consumer feels that I needed an air conditioner with ion this thing, with the anti-viral filter, with auto night adjustments and blah blah. Now when I went to market, I started inquiring, and then I'm looking at an AC, sorry. So when I'm inquiring and I look at price, this, etc. I may say, okay, okay, if ironing this thing is not available, I am still all right. It is giving me the viral protection, blah, blah. So I am like settled for a limited so problem solving, extended problem solving. Here, I got more than probably what I was looking at. Yani, I was visualizing that it may have this kind of a problems. But yes, the product or the service that is come in front of me is going to give me more than that areas of my other problems are also getting settled or getting solution for. And that's where I will be contented as a extended problem solving behavior. And then comes the reutilized response behavior. Here, it's like, you know, your one perception, one opinion, one experience, you try to weave in to the same similar purchase from the similar source, or similar purchase from the different source, other purchase from the same source, other purchase from the different source. So where your response is linked to such incidents in the past, yani, which may be good or bad, and you try to form a purchase decision based on that exposure. So that's how overall classification that happens. Understanding this, RR occurs when there is low product selection. So repeated reutilized response, RR, you know, occurs when there is a low product selection involvement. So when it comes to things like salt purchase, or when the stakes in any purchase which is not very high, then you get into that kind of a response. LPS, limited problem solving behavior, happens when consumer knows the brand available but still needs additional information to make a correct choice, especially when a new or a unfamiliar brand variant confronts him. That is a new laptop, new from the Dell. So he is in a state where his other information being in place, he misses out on certain information, or he settles for certain less information while taking the decision. EPS, extended problem solving behavior. EPS happens when new product category comes to sell. Here, extensive information is needed by him, and he gets a better product, super hybrid car from Maruti. Like, I was going for a, say, hybrid car, but I got more than what actually I was needing it. But here, a lot of information crunching that I have done. So this is another categorization of a type of a consumer behavior, which one must aware of. Now, what we enter into is a model of buying behavior. So there are various models that exist. We will be studying not all of them, the pre-selected two models that we will be selecting out of this year. The Howard set model is essentially a powerful model out here, which has been developed by an Indian, Jagdish Sheth, in collaboration with Howard. So therefore, it is known as the Howard set model. Many of his books are on the subject of economy, and he is still a recognized author today. These are separate models for group consumer behavior. You know, so this talks about group consumer behavior and the organizational buying behavior. So it refers to not necessarily a single individual consumers, but a category or a group of consumers, and especially also the organizational buying behavior. That is what this model tackles. So in this model, the decision is said to be influenced by four major set of variables. One is the input, the second is the perceptual and learning construct that happens, the output and external variables. So this is what a diagrammatic representation, not that we will be getting into the detailing out of it, but I'm just trying to pinpoint for you. So input, so here's an input, okay. Then comes the perceptual and learning construct. So I will now go straight, perceptual learning construct, perceptual construct and a learning construct, and the output, okay. So that's the output and external variables. So there will be a lot of external variables that will be present. So one need to really look at that. So under stimulus, input is stimulus. So various stimulus are given, significant, symbolic, social, etc. Perceptual construct is about various perception building aspects. So attention, stimuli that you receive, etc. Learning construct, that is how the learning is constructed and choices are made. And output, whether purchase, intention, attitude change, brand comprehension and brand attention, etc. What is it that you are looking out as an output. So that's how the construction of this model is all about. We will take the basic information about each one of them. Input is nothing but the stimuli to create a desire or make a consumer aware about the gap in his life leading to the purchase decision. Significant stimuli are always a tangible characteristics of the product. But if the services, which are generally intangible, that's why the effort is made to tangibilize it, because tangibility gives a powerful stimuli. Symbolic stimuli are intangible, so they are given in a symbolic manner that influence the perception any which ways. Okay, so you talk about quality, that quality is just a conversation, nobody is able to feel it. Yani. But yes, there are certain other ways by which the quality can be conveyed. So Indigo says 90% arrival on time, or DHL says by 99% of express delivery happened in the given time, etc. So that's where the quality comes out. So that's, however, a symbolic in nature. So the actual price may be a significant stimulus. So what is the actual price? High, low price itself is a stimulus. Some people would like to buy costly item because they feel that their social self-image gets better by when they do that. So social groups like family, reference group, social class are the social stimuli, and they also provide you some kind of a tickle, or they some kind of a need to recognize your problem and get into fulfilling the need. So these are various stimuli that act on an individual. He then gets into perceptual and learning construction. So perceptual construction separately and learning separately. These are psychological variables. So they are like more to do with the mind, motivation, attitude formation, perception that I build about, etc. My persona, you know, vis-a-vis the brand persona matching or not, etc. These are all perceptual thing I try to. So whether I'm able to see it the way they want me to see it, that's a perceptual construct that is important. So marketers should try and see that the perceptual construct that the customer does is as expected by them. That's the crux of it. Okay. Ambiguity, if any, that remains in your encoding will translate into a major disconnect. Thank you.